everything is going well for you guys also in your life. Oh, God has been blessing you and doing, you know what I'm saying, miracles in your life, and he's blessing you for doing, for being righteous and being holy and doing all things that you're supposed to do to live an eternal life for him. Today I want to talk to y'all and just, you know, just speak on anything that comes to mind and go from there. You know, things come up as I go, so, you know.
I read, you know what I'm saying? I didn't read to understand until I start
seeing things. I'm like, wow, so this, okay, so this is how you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I never was taught how to read to understand. I was just taught how to read the word and just read. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end, you know what I'm saying, the teacher asked you, oh, so what did the class, what did you get from, you know what I'm saying, what the pastor said or what the story said. And I don't remember because I never read to understand. But in the Bible, I read to understand, so I take my time, you know. And the main thing about when you have somebody who's like truly of God, like me and my wife, Apostle, our mother and Lord, and the other guy that I listen to, they can point out things that you never saw in the Bible or never thought of, I never thought to question, I never thought, is this? So when they point these things out, in my mind, I'm quick to run to go find it. You know what I'm saying? When they're throwing out these scriptures and they're saying God said this, Father Yahweh said this, our Messiah said this, Yeshua said this, you know what I'm saying? Or the Holy Spirit do this, and you know what I'm saying? When they say these things, or when they say Job did this, or Jeremiah did this, you know what I'm saying? I go and check for myself. I don't know about y'all, but it hypes me up in my spirit. Like, wow, like, that's really in the Bible? Because you're not going to be able to touch on everything. You got some people that read the book. And my apostle and the other guy, they both read the book numerous times. So they know what's in there, but also they go back in there to, you know, refresh their mind. And, to, you know what I'm saying, just keep going over, because you can never know enough. You know what I'm saying? But when they point these things out, I'm hyped up. So when I tell y'all things, hopefully y'all hyped up. Like, what? What? God black? The Messiah black? All the prophets black? You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully that hype y'all up. I spark something in y'all to want to go check and see what I say is true in there. You know what I'm saying? Because when I heard it, and when I heard other things, it sparked me up to like, let me go see what's in there. I've never heard that before. When I went to church a couple times, I never heard that. You know, when I heard the false prophet, I never heard that. But now I got my mother and the Lord and my wife and the other guys, like, they point out so much stuff that you never heard before. And it's like a big shock, but it's like a big happiness, a big, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is different for me. I don't know about for everybody else, but it makes me want to go read it for myself. Because, yeah, they said it. Yeah, I got hype. But when I read it, it brings more to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm eating the words of my Father, like he told us to. You know? So it's like, if just hearing it brings joy and makes me want to go. You know what I'm saying? And reading it, it just makes me want to keep reading and keep feeding my spirit, because I know that once I feed my spirit, I'm going to grow. So, some people, you know what I'm saying, try to do it on their own. And, I mean, if you can, you can. That's what you choose to choose. But, you know, sometimes you need that leader, or you need someone to guide you and to show you how and to show you where and to point out things. You know what I'm saying? To get your mind to think and get your mind to jump in and to give you that explosion in your mind. The beauty of the Bible, the beauty of our Father, the beauty of our Messiah, the beauty of the prophets and who he really is and what's going on and how all that in the Bible from the old to the new relates to our life now, this day, you know? So it's like, those things should get you excited. Those things should have you, you know what I'm saying, up on your feet after being told what's going on, you know? And, like right now, I'm learning the Passover, I'm learning the Feast of Tabernacles, I'm learning the Feast of Weeks, and I'm learning, the Sabbath, and, I already kind of know the Sabbath and stuff, because I've kind of already been, went over it, and, you know, we've been doing it, but we're just getting into it, like, real heavy, and, what else? Abib, just the first month, you know, like the laws of our Father, because the more laws we learn and the more laws we do, you know what I'm saying, and those are our holidays, so the holy days are our holidays for our Father that he gave us. So the more that we learn, you know what I'm saying, the more laws that we obey and do, the more he's going to bless us, he's going to love us, he's going to take care of us. And as I learned in as I learned that coming to me. I don't really like it. The feeling that I'm talking to you, that's good. But as I learned about the Sabbath, which our apostle told us, we used to celebrate on Saturdays, but now we celebrate on Fridays because Father Yahweh told her that it's Friday, so we celebrate on Fridays. But the main things that we have learned so far is from what she told us, and also I'm going to tell y'all from what we read and my wife. Thursdays is the preparation day. So Thursday is preparation day for the Sabbath. So everything on Thursday has everything that you need done for Friday, as far as like cooking and buying things or selling things or anything in particular, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna be against the law for the Sabbath, the rest day, then you would do all the preparation on Thursday. You're freshening up your house, you do everything, cook the meal for Friday on Thursday. You do all these things, you know, that you're supposed to do, and that's the preparation day. Preparation day, because in the Bible it speaks on that, how they prepare everything the day before the Sabbath. And it's from 12 midnight on Thursday. I hope I got it right. 12 midnight Thursday and to 12 midnight Friday. So from 12 to 12. Yeah. So that's when the Sabbath starts, from 12 midnight Thursday to make the next day for Friday, and then 12 midnight Friday, which make the next day for Saturday. So that's how we do it. And far as on the Sabbath, from what I read, you're not supposed to buy nor sell on the Sabbath from no store. So you can't go to the grocery stores and buy anything. Or you can't, if you got a business or whatever, you can't sell anything. It's scriptures in the Bible that shows that. I'm trying to remember where at, but I think in Nehemiah. Yeah, in Nehemiah, it talks about that. How the heathens tried to come over to the Israelites and the Hebrews and tried to make them buy what they were selling. And Nehemiah told them off, like, hey, we don't do that on the Sabbath. Like, it's the Sabbath, what you're doing by the gates. But they was watching the gates to make sure that no one buy or sell on the Sabbath, to keep it holy and to keep it the rest day. Because if you buy or sell on the Sabbath, you're going to be cursed. You may not think this real, but this is the words from our Father. So I'm just telling you what I know and what I learned, you know what I'm saying, from the Bible. And if you go check out Nehemiah, and there's many other scriptures about the Sabbath, like in Deuteronomy, and all in the Old Testament, also Messiah did it also. So, yeah, like, you're not supposed to buy ourselves, you're not supposed to be cooking or doing any of that on the Sabbath. You could do ministry work, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, talk to help people, like our Messiah did on the Sabbath. They tried to basically, they wanted to kill him because he was working on the Sabbath, and he was telling them, like, so if one of your, I forgot what animal it was, basically, if, like, say one of your cows fell in the hole, would you not work to try to, you know what I'm saying, get the cow out of there? Like, would you not do that? And they didn't like that because, you know, they was told not to work on the Sabbath, like, not to do anything on the Sabbath, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, they would sit there and do nothing, you know what I'm saying? But us, we read the Bible about the Sabbath, you know what I'm saying? So, we found all the scriptures and all the chapters that's on about the Sabbath, read about that. We glorify God, and, you know, we take a break, and we try to stay away from, you know what I'm saying, social media and all that, all the crazy stuff going on. We try to stay away from all that. But if, you know, it's our apostle come online, if she do, listen to her, or we may listen to some of the videos, or the other guy that I listen to, pray, you know, and we just relax, and it feels so good. Like, you really, like, get rest, like, for real. And it's like, it's way different from any other time. Like, when we first started, we didn't really know how, but now that we're learning how, just from reading and learning the about the Sabbath is based off what the Bible tells us. It's like you really feel rest and peace in that day. Like, it really feels like what our Father say. And especially the sleep, like, it's wonderful. Like, it's a different atmosphere. Everything is different. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, I mean, y'all just have to do the right thing and just do it and try it out. But, yeah, like, as far as, like, if you got a job, I mean, I work, and, yeah, sometimes I do have to work on Friday, which I'm mad about that, but, I mean, I still feel at peace on that day. And, you know, my wife will be on the phone telling me, you know, like, reading scriptures and stuff like that. And then, you know, not too much, because I can't be on the phone like that, but when I get home, we also do the same thing, you know, and get into the Word and just to understand. So, I mean, I don't really think that we would get in trouble for working on the Sabbath if we got a job, because, I mean, hey, you know, but I'm going to prepare to have my own, so I won't have to work in my job, so I can actually not work on Friday, you know what I'm saying? So, when that does happen, then I want to make sure that I don't work. Like, when I have my business, like, I'm not going to work for profits on the Sabbath day, because I'm not supposed to buy or sell. I do anything anyway. So, yeah, but, like, as far as, like, if you got to minister to somebody, if you got to evangelize to somebody, if you got to help somebody on the Sabbath day, as far as, you know what I'm saying, something nice that's worth doing, and, you know what I'm saying, then you can. But, I mean, I'm excited, so. But, you know, yeah, like, man, the Sabbath is a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. Like, if you really do it right, if you really, like, try to do what our Father say, not even try to do what our Father say, like, yeah, it feels wonderful. We've been doing it every Friday, so, like, just Friday, we're going to prepare for it again, so, yeah, it feels good, man. It feels good learning His laws and actually living them and doing them. Also, I just learned that Passover. I learned about the Passover, as far as like how we was in Egypt, and our Father took us out of Egypt and took us to the wilderness, you know, from Pharaoh, and then they had Passover. They had Passover. Right then and there, and I was like, you know, coming from out the old to the new, and you know what I'm saying, being blessed and being free from what they was going through, what we was going through, and you know, same thing in your life. You know, we have afflictions, we have times where we're going through afflictions, where we're being tried, like I was being tried, I'm still am being tried, I'm still going through it, you know. You can find that in 1 Peter, I think chapter 4. Find that, just read the whole 1 Peter and 2, just read the whole Peter, basically, and you'll see how you'll be tried, like what I read before, you'll be tried, and the devil will try to come to you, try to devour you, and you know, our Father testing us, but if you can endure it to the end, like Messiah said, like Yeshua said, then, everything will be solved, you know. Everything will be solved. Everything will, it'll seem to be hard. It'll seem to be like, dang, like, how am I gonna get out of this? I like, you know, what's going on? Like, why I'm going through this and everything like that. You have to, our Father really, like, want us to know why. You know what I'm saying? And the more you read, you're gonna know why. Like, because if you don't read and something tremendous happened in your life, a tragedy happened in your life, or something happened in your life, and you just like oblivious to the whole thing, the whole situation that happened. So it's like, if you can read, the Holy Spirit would like literally let you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And that come with experience. That come with the experience of going through trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? That comes with it, because the devil, he can only do the same thing over and over to you, because he know what you don't like. He know what you do like. You know what I'm saying? He know these things, so he's going to keep trying you with things until, you know what I'm saying, you finally get free, like the Passover, from it. You know what I'm saying? Because just like our Father hardened Pharaoh's heart, you know what I'm saying, he can harden Satan, or Satan can come to him about anything that you know what I'm saying, been sinning about or doing and use it against you. You know what I'm saying? And now you're being tried and tested. So it's like you're gonna be tried and tested in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you're living for the true God, you guys look in the Bible where all the prophets, even our Messiah, was tried and tested. You see what I'm saying? Everybody who was a Hebrew was tried and tested in the Bible. All of them was. You see what I'm saying? So you can't expect for your life to just be perfect. Our Messiah life wasn't perfect. Nobody in the Bible life was perfect. They went through their trials and tribulations. I think it was Joseph went through his trials and tribulations. They put him in the They put him in something. Well, he was in jail. He was locked up. Yeah, he was locked up. Daniel, Meshach and Abednego. Who else? Job, Jeremiah, our Messiah, Joel, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Moses, everybody. Everybody was tried and tested, because that built up our faith, that built up our knowledge, that built up, that show us how strong we really is. That built up, you know what I'm saying, our Father showing us who He really is. You know what I'm saying? It built up everything, and you get to see the power of our Father. You get to really see who He is, because going through those things, it's like, it feels like a devastating feeling going through it, because it's like, oh man, like how I get into this? But then once you focus and think, you know what I'm saying, and be able to control your mind, you know what I'm saying, when things happen to you and not just panic, then our Father will lead you through the Holy Spirit to let you know, like, what's going on. Like, you'll read it in the Bible, somebody will tell it to you, they'll prophesy to you, or it just comes to your mind. And then you're like, oh, okay, I see now. You know what I'm saying? But I know God got it, because you've been through this before. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing new. You've been through it. And the more times you go through something, the more times you know how to defeat, because it becomes easier and easier. You know what I'm saying? So, like with me and my wife, like we go through our stuff. And first we used to panic. You know what I'm saying? My wife, she used to cry. I used to be real mad. And, you know, I didn't understand. That's because my mind wasn't, you know what I'm saying, in the right place when things happened. And my eyes wasn't in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? But once I found out a lot of knowledge from my apostle and the other guy I listened to, then things became more noticeable to me in the Bible. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all there to help you. It's a blueprint to solve your problems. It's nothing new is happening that hasn't happened already. So it's all in there for your information, for your knowledge, for your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? To get it, so you don't lack the knowledge. Because the more you lack knowledge, the more problems you're going to face. The more you gain knowledge, the less problems you're going to face. You're going to face the problems, but you're going to know how to overcome those problems. And our Father is going to solve it, because you're going to be tried and tested. Then you're going to know how to get through it while our Father is solving it. So while you're going through your time, you know what I'm saying, through your trials and your afflictions for that time, you already know it's done. You already know it's solved, but you just have to live through it and know how to get through it while it's going on. You know what I'm saying? And the more you know how to do that, and the more you know, the better. You know what I'm saying? But the less you know, the harder it'll be for you, and you won't know anything, and it's going to be harder, and then you might want to give up. You won't be able to endure. How is you going to endure to the end for our Father if you don't know the knowledge of Him, if you don't know what He's trying to teach you? How can you endure for somebody if you don't know what you're enduring for? You know what I'm saying? So He said endure to the end for eternal life. How can you do that if you never learned about Him, or about what He's telling you to do, or how to get out your situation, or how would you even be able to gain to understand what you're going through? You know, so like, I feel like that's why I say y'all gotta read, man. A lot of people don't tell y'all to read, but my apostle and the other guy, they say read. People don't like to read, and that's why people go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because it's right there in your face. It's the Bible probably sitting on your dashboard of your car. The Bible probably sitting on your bed, probably sitting at the end of your bed, on your altar, on the floor, under your bed. in the closet, in the bin, somewhere. It's somewhere sitting around somewhere with all that knowledge that can help you through every situation that you go through in life. And you just got it sitting there. Or you probably got it sitting on the table, laid open, but never reading. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of having it? You're wasting the Bible. You're wasting time. You're wasting your life. You know what I'm saying? Our Father already laid everything out for us. We just got to walk in it. We just got to live in it. We got to live it. You know what I'm saying? Take it and live it. Read the chapter a day or something, an hour or something like that. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? Ask for understanding, because He's the only one that can give us understanding. He said once we come to Him and repent wholeheartedly and give ourselves to Him, then He's the only one that can give you understanding. You know? So you're not going to understand until you fully in, you know? And so you can't play God. You know what I'm saying? You can't trick Him. You can't play Him. He know you. He know your heart. He says it. And once He see you fully in, then He'll give you understanding. So therefore, you can take the understanding that He give you from what He's trying to show you or tell you, and you can use it in your life, and you can always use it in your life, and you can use it in other people's life by planting seed in their life. You know what I'm saying? Restoring them. Restoring yourself. Building yourself. God's words will build you. God Himself will build you. He is His words. So it will build you, will grow you, and strengthen you. So when you feel weak, you are strong because of His words, because of His power, because of His knowledge, because of His wisdom, because of the Holy Spirit, Mother Rock, because of the blood of Yeshua that died for our sins, you know, and showed us that all that our Father has said can be fulfilled and actually be done if you be perfect in Him. And His words, because the Messiah is in us, our Father is in us, and in Mother Rock, the Holy Spirit is in us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they all in us and they all perfect and they all live by the law because they made the law, you know what I'm saying? Then we should too. It's only up to you for what knowledge you lack. Stop lacking knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It says lack knowledge. If you lack knowledge, that's the main source. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to lack knowledge of anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to be able to learn all that you can learn, because learning helps you grow. Learning helps you mature. Learning helps you be able to escape the odds of what can come towards you without your knowledge and knowing. You know what I'm saying? So, I just be wanting y'all to read, man. I'm trying to tell you. It be times though, like, it still be times, but it was worse back then when I first started. I used to try to read and I started yawning. And I heard that was the spirit. And I get real tired, you know what I'm saying? And I just fall asleep. And the Bible just there. And I'm like, man, I wake up like, man, I was red. Like, dang. Then when I get up, I don't want to read. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, in my mind, it be like, oh, I'm gonna never get to it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if that's, you know what I'm saying, our Father telling me to read and then I'm dodging it at the time. But I felt bad after a while, like, man, I'm supposed to read. Like, I'm really procrastinating. And then things happen in my life I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh man, like, well, I'm going through this. And I'm like, man, I should just read. Like, I'm blaming myself. I'm feeling like I'm being punished for not reading. So it's like, man, I need to read, because I think things happening to me, because when I don't read, then something happens. When I don't read, then, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm in some situation, so I start reading. And not to say when you read, you're not going to be in situations, but when you are in the situation, like I said, the reading is going to help you, because your spirit is going to be fed, and your spirit is going to speak through you to whoever are to you to let you know what to do or what it is. It's going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be like, kind of like, say you was young, say you was a kid, and them, your parents always made this certain bread, you know what I'm saying? And say now you're an adult, and your parents didn't make the bread in a while, but when you was young, they used to always make it. But say you're an adult, and now you at a friend's house, and their parents make that bread, it's going to click back to your memory. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, my mom and father used to make that same bread. Wow, as when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something like that, but it's going to be the scriptures, and it's going to be the Holy Spirit reminding you a verse you read, something you read. You're going to be quick to turn to it. and you're going to be quick to find it and look for it. And then you're going to read, and you're like, ah, they go to the answer right there. It used to happen like that, or it could be prophesied to you, or someone else could come and tell you while you're talking to them about the word of God, or you talk to them about your situation. So either way it go, but it will happen. You know what I'm saying? But for yourself, it usually, the Holy Spirit will usually remind you and tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because you fed your spirit. So the more you keep your spirit over your flesh, then the more Holy Spirit will start working in you, because you're feeding your words. I mean, you're feeding your mind with the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. But yeah, man, like, these things gonna happen to you, and you wanna always be able to know how to get out of them. You know what I'm saying? Imagine the power that our Father has given us to use against our enemy and his enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how good you would make our Father look towards his enemy by you knowing a lot about your own father and your inheritance and your laws and his commandments and Torahs and precepts. And you actually living out these principles and practicing them and actually doing them, you know what I'm saying, to the best of your ability to be perfect, to become perfect. He's going to use you in a mighty way, you know what I'm saying? Because you're a perfect child of him, you know what I'm saying? But the less you learn, the less you educate yourself, then, you know what I'm saying? You're going to sit back like, oh, I see you, you know, I see, but you ain't doing that. Like, imagine you, like, you know what I'm saying? Imagine like, you a parent, you a friend or something, and you see your friend or your child doing something, and they say they really want to do this, but they want you to be behind them while they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want you to have, like, just, you know what I'm saying, motivate them, or like, just, you know what I'm saying, just be there for them while they're doing it. But they don't hype you up, like telling you that they're going to do this and do that. And then when it's time to do it, they just, like, really, like, not really putting it all into it. You're like, I see, but you ain't, what the F for that? Like, you know what I'm saying? How you was talking, can you, what the action at? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? That's how Father is like, oh, I see you reading, you know what I'm saying? I see you reading, but okay, you read it, but I mean, you gonna use it in your life? Or you just gonna just read it? And you gonna just talk about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do it, put it in your life. You gotta live it. You gotta be it. The more you live it and be it, the more you can speak in and see it. You know what I'm saying? The more it's gonna happen. But the less you put it in your own life, then you just gonna always read it all the time, and you just gonna know. But you ain't getting that. You know what I'm saying? Our Father about that action. It's about action. I don't know if y'all know, but our Father was a warring God. He went to war. Anybody that's against him and what he stands for, he going to war. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's against his children and they don't listen and they don't want to hearken to what he's saying, he going to war. You know what I'm saying? He going to war. So the more you sit back and relax and think everything okay because you're repenting to God and you gave your life to God and you think God's supposed to protect you because of all that, then the more you're giving the enemy a chance to come over you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not simple. It's simple, but it's not that simple. It's not. You can't just read something and go to church and just think that's just it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta live it and be it. He said we made in the image of him. We made in the image of him, so we must do what he do. You know what I'm saying? We must do what he do. But when it comes to our battles, he's gonna fight them battles. But we have to live by what he tells us to live by in our real life, in our real physical life. You gotta take your physical eyes, read it, Take your spiritual mind and feed yourself and take it into your physical life and do it. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens in the spiritual first and then it happens in the physical. But you got to have a mental mindset. You got to have that mindset to understand. You know what I'm saying? The only way you're going to get understanding is from our Father. You know what I'm saying? So the only way you're going to understand what he wants you to do is you got to be wholeheartedly there, like he said, and then he's going to give you that understanding so it can come in your mind. Once it comes in your mind, you're going to take it out your mind, and it's going to be spiritually in you. So then, therefore, it's going to physically come out of you and take action into your life. And therefore, you'll do his laws and commandments in real life turn, in real life situations. You know what I'm saying? It's going to pop out. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all understand what I'm telling y'all, man. Like, this stuff real, real. Like, really real. Like, really real. Really real. Y'all want, I don't know, because, I mean, I don't know if y'all ready, but, I mean, if y'all feel like y'all ready for really real stuff, really real life stuff, really, you know what I'm saying, ready to change, really ready to make that move with God, if y'all haven't, you know what I'm saying, if y'all feel like y'all really trying to remove sin, remove spirits from your life, remove anything that I thought is against from your life, then I feel like you should follow my mother and the Lord. Apostle, my name Apostle Rosslyn, A-P-O-S-T-L-E, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, no, not D, but N, yeah, I-N, yeah, Apostle Rosslyn, so, yeah, A-P-O-S-T-L-E, R-O-S-A-L-I-N, I think that's what it is, and Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, you can follow on Facebook, or follow on YouTube, and just start listening to her videos. She come live a lot. But just start listening to her videos. And I'll leave a link in the description. So y'all can click on it anyway. So if y'all want to know how to spell it, it's there. Like I said, or just click on the link and it'll take you right to her page. And then y'all can actually learn some deep, deep, deep stuff. Some real, real stuff. You know what I'm saying? More than what I give y'all. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm here to inspire y'all, to motivate y'all, to keep y'all moving, to keep y'all going, and you know what I'm saying, and wake y'all up with what I can do to evangelize for y'all, you know what I'm saying. But for her, she prophesies, she can hear from God, and you know what I'm saying, she got a lot of knowledge, she got a lot of books, she got a lot of everything. Like, she's very talented and smart, she got songs, everything. So if y'all want to go subscribe to her or follow her, then that and just hop on the lives and tune in with everybody. We family over there, so, you know what I'm saying? Just come in the chat, introduce yourself, and you know, everybody will welcome you in. You know what I'm saying? We all family, we all talk about our situations, what's going on, and you know, if she can answer, if she hear from God about it, if she got some knowledge on it, then you know, you'll be helped. Now, if anybody else got some knowledge on it, you'll be helped. So, don't be scared, man. I gotta give y'all life over to God for real. And actually have somebody who actually like knows some stuff, like some real stuff, and who went through some real life stuff and got real life testimonies to actually speak on what they've been through. Because a lot of people don't speak on what they've been through. Like, I speak on what I've been through to y'all because it helps y'all. It helps people when you speak on things that happen in your life, because people don't do it. You know what I'm saying? People want everybody to think they're like perfect. But when you come to God, your life ain't perfect, man. You go through a lot because you're learning a lot and you're dealing with a lot because you're trying to get rid of a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole cleanup. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you put the gold through the furnace. God's about to try to clean us up. We're trying to clean us up. So you have to be cleaned up and you have spirits in you that you got to get out of you. You know what I'm saying? And I know the spirits, but I don't have the prayers are the deep-rooted stuff to get the spirit out of you. She does. You know what I'm saying? She can pray for you and spirits can come out of you. You can read her books about those things. She got books about those things, about dreams. You know what I'm saying? How to get your dreams back if you lost your dreams. Biblical money treasure book. You know, witchcraft book, if you're going through any witchcraft, if you don't even know you're going through witchcraft, she got those books. She got all type of things, man, that you can either buy or go on her website, and some of them for free. It's a lot of them, not some of them, a whole lot of them, a whole bunch of prayers, everything, man. So, yeah, man, y'all just keep tuning in, man. Like, we want to talk to y'all and just keep y'all educated, keep y'all on point, let y'all know where I'm at in life and what I'm going through, and hopefully inspire y'all, and that's how hopefully y'all doing the right thing. Y'all take heed to what I'm saying and don't just, you know what I'm saying, listen and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that just want to listen, you know what I'm saying, just to hear and then you see what somebody talking about, then that's really it, and they don't take action into their life. The longer you wait, the longer our Father gonna wait to help you. You know what I'm saying? Because He already said what He's done. He already said what you should do. He already wrote His laws. He already wrote His will. So it's like, what you waiting for? You one of the people that say, I'm waiting for God to call me. I'm waiting for God to come get me. I'm waiting for God to have an encounter in my life. I'm waiting for God. Nah. You gotta open that Bible and come to Him. Come to my Father home and be great. Come to my Father home and change your life. Come to my Father home and give your whole heart to Him. You know what I'm saying? He welcomes you in. He welcomes you in to the gates of heaven. He welcomes you in. You know what I'm saying? He can use anybody He wanted to use, but He's welcoming you in. Imagine that. Instead of our big almighty God, Yahweh, calling you, who He created, to come to Him, imagine you going to Him, breaking down to Him, crying to Him, getting on your knees to Him, repenting to Him, wholeheartedly, changing your life for Him. Imagine what He can do for you. You know what I'm saying? Imagine. Just imagine. I was called because I went. You know what I'm saying? I was called by Him because I went. My wife was called by Him because she went. We was called by Him because we went. You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't have to ask you to come to Him. He should have to tell you to come to Him. He created you. Wouldn't you want to know who your Father is, who created you and created everything that you see existing in this life? Everything you see exists, He created. So what you waiting for? You scared because you know you did some bad things, and you're like, I don't want to learn no lesson. I don't want to deal with nothing that I done did. Well, the longer you wait, the more you're going to have to deal with. The more you're going to sin because you lack the knowledge of not sinning. You lack the knowledge of righteousness. So you're going to sin. So you're going to keep getting things. No matter how hard you try to be perfect without learning the laws, you're never going to be perfect because the laws are perfect. So you have to get into the laws in order to become perfect. If you run away from the laws, you're never going to become perfect. So no matter how many times you try to not sin, you're not going to know what sin is to the best of, to the fullness of what God wants you to know what sin is. Yeah, you may not be stealing, robbing, killing, and doing any of those things, but you may be lusting. You know what I'm saying? You may sleep with multiple women or multiple men. You know what I'm saying? You may be around people that smoke. You may be around people that rob people, and you don't know. You may be around a thief. You may be around somebody that want to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And then with them wanting to do that to you, God forbid, then you may end up doing that to them. You know what I'm saying? So save your life. Save yourself. Save your kids. Save your family. Save your husband, your wife, your spouse, whatever. Save them. You may got a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you shacking up because you're not married. You may got a fiance. You know what I'm saying? But you were shacking up before that because you weren't married. You know what I'm saying? You may be in a marriage that's not of God. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many things that you may feel like, oh, I'm not doing these things. But then it's like that one thing that you may be doing and you don't know because you haven't came into the fulfillment of what God wants you to know. So you're always going to lose if you never come into the fulfillment of what He wants you to know. There's no way out. There's no way out. You're either going to get dealt with now and get saved and have eternal life for coming over and giving yourself to God, or you're going to wait until you leave this earth and get dealt with in the afterlife. You know what I'm saying? And have to come back because you sinned, because you did this, and you ain't do nothing right, and have to do it all over again. You know what I'm saying? So you make your choice. And while our Father gives you the free will, and like I said, the free will is not really a free will. You only got His will to do. That's the only way you're going to survive. But if you choose to do what you want to do, that's the free will He gives you, the opportunity to think that you want to do what you want to do. But in all, you're going to fall because you think that you bring your life. You think that you created yourself. You think that you can do what you want to do. And that's not the truth. We all have to do what God wants us to do. What Father Yahweh wants us to do. He said, at the end of the day, every knee shall bow. Everybody going to bow. End of the day. So whether you're doing this life or the next life, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have to come You know what I'm saying? So I say, come down, man. I don't know what I did in my past life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, but I know in this life I'm doing what's right. You know what I'm saying? It's this life that I was chosen to do what's right, and I'm doing it. I don't know what I did in my past life. I don't know what I was, what type of life I lived, but I'm back here, and, you know, and, like, if y'all don't know that, we reincarnated spirits, then, you know, our apostles speak on those things. So, you know, a lot of people know, but a lot of people don't know, and a lot of people fear all those things, man. Don't be scared of nothing when it comes to God, man. The more you fear, that's the devil wanting you not to learn, and he wants you to lack knowledge so he can always use you for what you fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fear God, why you don't fear the devil? You know what I'm saying? Because he the one devouring you each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day you don't clean your spirit, every day you don't feed your spirit, you're dying. Every day you don't come to God, you're dying. You're waking up. So when you're going to sleep, you don't know where you're going. But then you end up waking up because God breathed through your nostrils and woke you up today. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you're in a whole other world when you sleep. You don't know where you're at. So, you know what I'm saying? Understand that His mercy and grace on you. But how long? You know what I'm saying? How long? He probably been called you. What you waiting on, man? Y'all, don't be scared, man. Like, literally, don't be scared. Like, I wasn't scared. I just felt, at the time when I was out doing what I was doing, I felt that I had to be perfect before I came in. That was my downfall when it was to come to God. I felt like I had to be perfect to come in. And it wasn't the fact that I was taught that. It was the fact that I thought that. That was my thought. That was my thinking. Like, nah, I don't want to be a hypocrite. So when I do come to God and I do find Him from the right person, then that's when I'm going to come in. And that's how my mindset was. So all my life, I just never came in because I knew what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like some of y'all, some of the people y'all know was doing. And then I'm like, you know, like, well, when I become perfect, then I'm going to come to God. You see how my train of thought was? When I become perfect. When I become perfect. I'm going to become perfect when I lack knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to become perfect when I don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm going to become perfect when I have a wholehearted repentance for my sins. And wholehearted taking my Father in and believing in my Messiah. You know what I'm saying? How? Because this world don't teach us how to be perfect. Word teach us whatever our mind choose to allow it to teach us, whatever our imagination choose to think. I see our eyes, our physical eyes choose to see. That's how we get taught from this world. So anything can go into our train of thought, into our mind, and we can think that we live perfect. Like I said, I thought that I was living perfect because I don't steal, I don't kill, I don't rob, I don't do anything bad to get in jail, I don't do anything bad to hurt nobody. I'm a nice person. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought. Like, I'm going to be a good person, which is, that's what you're supposed to do. But it's more than that, because I dealt with females in my life. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that was sin and dealing with females in my life. I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's more things, but just saying, like, me as a young boy, I didn't know that talking to multiple females was a sin. That was the thing that was, you know, done out where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So it was a game too at that. So it's like, look what happened to me. Thinking I'm living perfect because I'm not doing the murder and the stealing, the killing, the drugs, and all the other stuff. But look at one thing that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And would have never knew. You know? But came into the word. I came into the word when I chose to get married. And before I got married, me and my wife came into the word because we wanted to know if God wanted us to be together. You know what I'm saying? And we got a prophecy that it was ordained to be together. You know? And that's how we got married. So we didn't just run and get married. We wanted to get married. You know what I'm saying? But we got engaged first. And then we was like, oh, it's marriage now. You know what I'm saying? We didn't even have money to get married, but we wanted to get married. But we didn't just want to say, okay, let's marry each other. You know? So we asked God. We pray to God. We fast for what, like 3 days, 5 days or 7 days, one of them. And we didn't see each other for those days. Like, we didn't see each other, like, disposed for those days or anything. It was just like, you know, a fast. Like, I didn't even know what a fast was. My wife did from her past. You see what I'm saying? From a past with a guy who she knew, who was of God at the time, where he just knew how to fast and he knew other stuff, but he knew how to fast. She asked him what he was doing. And he said, oh, I'm fasting. I always fast every week. And that was a piece of seed that got sold into her at a younger age. And now when it came to our marriage, boom, that knowledge came to our mind, like, I think we should fast. And I'm like, okay, let's fast. What's that? I don't know how to do that. And she told me, and we did it, and we prayed, and we asked God. She didn't know I asked God, was she my wife, and I didn't know that she asked God without her husband. But we just wanted to do a fast and read and, you know, wait until the answer, until we got the answer. And then a prophet came and told my wife, hey, woman of God, that's your husband, you know? And my wife never told this woman that she was getting married. You see what I'm saying? She don't even know this woman. She was just on the woman live, and the woman chose her name and told her that God said, woman of God, that is your husband. No one or anything can come against y'all or break up y'all marriage. It's ordained by God. Boom, seal, shut. And then I was at work, and she called me and told me, and I came home and heard it for myself. And I said, wow, shock, out of my mind, shock. See what I'm saying? By that same week, like, it was either the next day or the day after that, we went and got married, and all we had was $60. And we went to the courthouse, and we had enough to get married. Yeah, we had $60, and I think I had, like, a little other money. I don't know how much money I had left, but I had a little other money. We got married that day. So we went to the mall that same day that she heard the prophecy. Yeah, so we went to the mall the same day she heard the prophecy. And then she went and picked out her dress, and I went and picked out my suit. Yeah, because I had some money. Yeah, I had some money, but I didn't have money for a big wedding. That's what it was. And we didn't care for a big wedding, you know. We just kind of wanted to just, you know, get married. So, like, we was that much in love that we wanted to just get married. And if we do want to do a big wedding in the future, then we do it. But at the time, it's like, yeah, we want to get married, but we want to wait for God answers, then we'll do it. Hopefully, it's in time, because we had already went to the courthouse to pre-register for a marriage, but we had a time and a date of when we could, when we, like a window, a closing window of when we could get married. And this what happened to have been on January 31st, you know what I'm saying, like almost towards that week of the something like that. It was like real close, because we've been waiting for a little minute. And when that happened, I was like, okay, well, I got a little money, you know, so how about, you know, we just go get you get your dress, see if we can find the dress, and I get my suit, and, you know, when I get paid again, then we'll go get married. See what I'm saying? But then, it so happened that next morning, we woke up, I think it was the next morning, yeah. No, that night, I think I wanted to surprise her something. I think I wanted to surprise. I can't really remember, y'all, but I think I wanted to surprise her because I wanted to get a hotel. So I went online, paid for a hotel, and then that same day, we went and got married. Like that weekday or something. Yeah. Like that weekend or something. We went and got married. And after we got married, we went to the hotel. And I couldn't afford like a nice, I can afford a nice hotel, but not a nice room. So she was waiting in the car, and I went in to check in to see what's going on. And I told the lady, she was like, how you doing everything? And I said, oh, I feel great. Like, sun shining, I feel good. I was like, we just got married. She's like, what? You just got married? And I was like, yeah, we just got married. Like happy. Like, the sun was shining so bright that day, y'all. Like, brighter than ever, like it was a wonderful day, like that day, like it was just different, it was just a whole different feeling. And she was like, wow, well, guess what, And I was like, what? She's like, instead of this room, I'm going to give y'all the suite. So we got the biggest room in the hotel with strawberries on the bed, everything. We was like, what? I was like, you serious? She's like, yeah. I was like, wow, thank you so much. I was like, God bless you. Like happy. She was happy. So she's like, so where's your wife? And I was like, oh, let me go get it. So I went and told my wife that we got the biggest suite. And she was happy and everything, thinking the lady and everything. Like, the lady's telling me she's beautiful and we look good together and everything like that. Like, it was a wonderful time, y'all. And, like, God really made it happen. Like, I literally, like, didn't have no money. Like, none of it was planned. Like, none of it was planned. Even the engagement, like, I had been bought the ring when I had got money because I knew what ring she wanted and I knew the size. So I had been bought it, and she was just riding around in the car with the ring the whole time. The whole time, and didn't know it. So when I surprised her, I went to like one of our favorite parks and surprised her and got on my knees and asked her to marry me. And she said yes. And I told her that the ring was in the car with her the whole time. She was like, what? Like, shocked, because she didn't know I bought the ring. So the whole thing was a surprise. So then when it came to the marriage, it was like I was trying to save us some money, but you know, we thought that marriage cost a lot and it really didn't. So we had been paid for the pre-marriage and registration or whatever it's called, and after that it was kind of like that particular week we got the prophecy, and you know, it just all went through like, well, like, I don't know how, you know, I had enough money for just everything, you know, like far as the wedding and the hotel and the suits all in the same week. Like, I don't even know. I can't even remember, like, but I know it was God. You know what I'm saying? I know it was all Father Yahweh doing that for us. I tell y'all, man. And ever since we got married, got that prophecy, we've been with God ever since. And it's been like 3 years and like 9 months. Yeah, like 3 years and 9 months since our marriage. Three years and 9 months since we grew our locks at the time. And 3 years and 9 months since we've been with God. So everything is like 3 years and 9 months. You know, it's crazy, man. Like, crazy. But yeah, man. Y'all stay tuned in, man. I got y'all, you know. I got many testimonies for y'all. I got all type of things, man. Knowledge for y'all. So, man, y'all just stay tuned in, man. Hit it back. You know what I'm saying? To my job, off this trip. And I'm going to see my beautiful wife. Thank y'all, man. Love y'all. I'm out. Be safe.